More than 250 children in Taihape face another winter in a school that officials have known for a decade is leaking, afflicted by backed up sewage and has substandard classrooms. A parent and ex-board member at Taihape Area School calls the Education Ministry incompetent. The ministry's new aim is to rebuild the school starting next year, but there are fears this will be done on less than stable land. Phil Pennington reports.
It took 7 years for the Education Ministry to arrive at its preferred demolish and rebuild option for the school, even as reports ping-ponged back and forth that said
the school currently has serious weather tightness and infrastructure issues. These issues are causing health and safety issues at the school and impacting on the school's ability to deliver high-quality teaching and learning.
The ministry intervened in 2013 when the school was just 6 years old. It sued and settled with the builders in 2015. 2 years later, consultants told the ministry it hadn't focused on fixing the problems properly. It then changed tack and decided to repair the school, only to dump that idea 2 years later. Fast forward to January 2020, and the principal, Richard McMillan, since retired, wrote in a newsletter,
"Obviously, the sword of Damocles, that is the school rebuild, hangs uncertainly over our heads. The announcement that the school was to be rebuilt shocked us all."
Father of four children who've attended the Desaule Force School, farmer and board member till last year, Andy Law, says it's a sorry saga, and he sheets it home to bureaucrats, not the board.
You know, it's just bureaucracy and incompetence at the highest levels. They don't listen. If they do listen, they just sort of pat us on the head and say, there, we know best.
Craig Dredge took over as principal in mid-2020. He insists things are fine despite the official reports. He says a plumber has recently sorted out the sewage pipes that lacked enough fall, though a report from 2019 said
inadequate infrastructure, particularly sewer infrastructure, resulting in issues of foul odour discharges, are yet to be resolved, as well as electrical, gas and stormwater.
Craig Dredge agreed to an interview, then pulled out and put out a statement.
The Ministry of Education has continued to support the school in ensuring that all classrooms are of a healthy standard, including making sure there is access to heating and cooling and that it is an environment conducive to learning.
That comes at a cost. The power bill is $100,000 a year, twice what it should be. Craig Dredge laid out his vision for the school to the ministry this week and to the board last week. The board chair, Shari Chase, declined an interview. They're pushing, though, for rebuilding to start late this year. However, the ministry will only commit to the end of 2022 at the latest. Its top property executive, Kim Shannon, says it's been a long and complex case, but they're working with the school to get the best solution. However, ex-board chair Andy Law throws doubt on that because of the stability of the land.
That site is 1 hectare. Half of it is a gully system which has been used as a dump for fill from the town for the last 100 years, so it's not that stable. And there is another site. There's the old college site, which is 5 hectares of stable land.
The board told the ministry last year that the township overwhelmingly backed shifting the school to that old college site. But that land was surrendered by the Education Ministry 15 years ago and is now land banked for treaty settlements. RNZ has approached the Mōkai Pātea Waitangi Claims Trust for comment. The ministry says geotech engineers have confirmed the existing site at Huia Street is suitable and it is only pursuing that option. Craig Dredge says the new building will be on the half of the existing site that is stable, which is better as it's closer to the town centre. The ministry is also sticking by its 2018-based estimates that the new school will cost about $10 million. It'll be smaller, catering for up to 300 students, not 400. Mō te hōtaka o te atanei, ko Phil Pennington aho.